brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. Pastor Lindsey Williams, certainly proven right yet again. 6 months ago, inside sources, big oil company execs told him that they were going to stage events in the Middle East to create a crisis, that oil prices would go in the next 6 months to a year from a $65 a barrel to $150 and then as high as $200 a barrel. Brent crude's now at $122 today. Gold going towards all-time high. Headline Bloomberg Financial. Gold advances to record for second day. Silver at 31-year high. We're going to be breaking that down as well. I want to continue now with some of your phone calls here with Jason in Florida. Jason, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hi, Alex. Keep up the good work. I appreciate everything you're doing. But I have a couple questions, actually. I'm in the military, and I keep trying to tell these guys about radiation poisoning and everything like that because we're actually a squadron, our sister squadron is going to Japan, and everyone thinks it's a joke with all this radiation.
Really, the aircraft carriers ran out of the area, and they've been evacuating U.S. troops all the way to the south. I mean, that's been on record for 2 weeks, but your guys think it's a joke?
Yeah, everyone, they're laughing about it, saying, oh, radiation, that's not going to affect us. And I keep, keep telling them, but I'm...
You know, my grandfather used Cooper Tox on his cows so flies wouldn't bite him. And my dad would say when he was a little kid, he said, Daddy, this has cyanide in it. It has a skull and crossbones. It says you got to wear a mask and wash yourself after. Daddy, don't breathe that. And he'd say, son, I'm tough. And, you know, he was a rough outdoorsman guy. He said, I'll be fine. And, of course, it gave him bone cancer and lung cancer. But so young guys think they're bulletproof.
Yeah, and then I was wondering, I've been trying to look on Google and everything like that, because you said the state's been putting out radiation levels, and I haven't found anything on Florida. Do you know anything if they're finding radiation?
No, I've seen it in more than 20 states, Massachusetts, California, Nevada. Just put the name of your Florida reports minuscule or low-level increase. That's usually the spin. I haven't seen them report that in Florida, but I've seen it in more than 20 states, just minor footnotes that, oh, by the way, there's some increased radiation. It's safe. And now that it's going up to levels that aren't safe according to their old measurement, they just say, well, we're raising what's safe then. So, I mean, if the government comes out and says cyanide's safe to eat, I wouldn't eat it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, it's just really frustrating, Alex, because I'm trying to, open these guys' eyes up because it's actually... talking about the tough guy thing, when I was talking about Libya and all the things that were going on in Libya, and I was actually showing these guys reports directly from, MSNBC, CNN, all this stuff about, them using DU bombs and everything like that. And everyone's calling me, I'm scared, I'm a hippie, I'm against, the military, I'm on a hard ass, all that good stuff like that. And they don't understand that we're taking over a sovereign nation, and they just think, it's another... these are bad guys, and we must, kill them all. And if you're not with that, you're against us.
Well, I remember in the last few weeks seeing a lot of former military people on the news saying it's a bad idea and hearing current military calling in saying that the mission's not defined and that they're backing al-Qaeda and that's wrong. And a lot of congressmen and people have talked about it. Even the Secretary of Defense 3 weeks ago said he didn't think it was a very good idea. So sounds like some of the guys in your squadron, are you in the Air Force?
No, sir. I'm in the Navy.
Okay, but so they're not concerned. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I always thought it was important and intelligent to be concerned and to weigh things and to discuss things. It doesn't mean you don't follow orders as long as they're lawful orders. But to talk about radiation concerns doesn't mean you're a wimp. I mean, that's bizarre. But unfortunately, they'll find out. People think they can smoke a pack of cigarettes today and get away with it. And on average, take about 20 years off your life. It just shows people think they're bulletproof. But let me tell you, time has a way of showing folks that they weren't bulletproof. And that's the foolishness of youth. A lot of good things come with youth, but also a lot of bad things.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet. Great-tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's one-day diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour, Pastor Lindsey Williams is our guest. In fact, 5 minutes into the next hour, we're going to open the phones up. I know we have callers that were previously holding, but I'm sorry we didn't get to all of you, but if you have a question for Lindsey Williams about the Middle East, about commodity and oil prices increasing, you're welcome to stay. If not, I'd ask you to please disconnect so others can call in at 1-800-259-9231, and you'll be welcome to call back in the third hour when we have open phones for everybody and go through a lot of important news. Pastor Lindsey Williams, going back 3 years ago plus, said oil will go from $60 a barrel to $150 in the next 6 months. Everybody laughed at him but me. It went up to $150. Then he said, now it's going to go down to $40. Everybody laughed again. It went down to $40, exactly as he said, on the exact same time frame. And he then said 2 years ago, he said, enjoy yourself. It's going to stay at $60. Or thereabouts for 2 years, but then when it starts going back up, it will then race up to 150 or higher, perhaps 200. Now, he wasn't looking into tea leaves or runes or a crystal ball at a roadside gypsy shack. He wasn't consulting the Easter Bunny or doing seances. He worked as the head chaplain. That's a key position just like in Congress or just like on an aircraft carrier. The chaplain's the only person that can walk in and talk to the admiral or the captain whenever they want. And it's a liaison to the men throughout history. He was out there running his own charter company of aircraft on the side, preaching. They liked him, brought him up to the, you know, what they called the Atlantic Richfield Hilton, their own, you know, private hotel for the elites, put him in there for years, and he became the chaplain and sat in on inner oil company board meetings as the liaison to the work crews, because he decreased the prostitution, the alcoholism, the fighting, and he was their guy. And he wrote a book, The Energy Non-Crisis, how there was more oil in Alaska discovered than Saudi Arabia, and how they wouldn't release it. Now that's been declassified. When he wrote it back in the 1980s, he was laughed at. But it's all confirmed now. He wrote about the deal they'd done with the Arabs to have them invest all of their most of their money in T-bills. And in turn, the U.S. would keep most of the oil out of the Gulf and out of Alaska and Prudhoe Bay off the market. And they've done that with regulators. That's why the big oil companies fund all the big environmental groups and then gripe and say they won't let us drill. They're the ones that work for them. That's just their shill, their foil, their minion, their front. And AP sued in 2000, and in 2001, just like Bloomberg sued and got the Federal Reserve documents that most of the trillions went to foreign banks and to private corporations. Same thing. AP sued. We wrote big articles about it at the time. And then again in 2006 when war came out, that the oil companies got together in 95 and 96, the Big Ten, at meetings, and that there's the minutes of the meetings, and we linked to those in the articles, and AP, again, are the ones that got them. And it was how they met and said there's too much oil. We've already shut down most of the fields in areas we don't control using government. To create artificial scarcity, we need to buy up all of the existing refineries that we don't own and shut them down and not expand our refineries. That's how we're going to create our artificial bottleneck. So there's another confirmed how they're doing it. The oil companies don't want you to get the oil. Just like diamonds are only semi-precious, but they're geographically located. So the De Beers is able on record to shut them down and have a 90-plus percent diamond monopoly. So a diamond that should cost $5, they lay on the ground in Africa, costs $10,000. On the scale, they're semi-precious. It's a giant scam. Same thing with oil. And Lindsey then came on here 6 months ago, October 22nd, and he said, and I'm just building this up so new listeners understand why this is important, and Ken Fromm was nearing death, and so he went ahead and revealed Ken Fromm because then he was allowed to. And then Ken Fromm did die in December of cancer, long battle. Ken Fromm was the operations director, number two Atlantic Richfield, but not his main source, just one of his big ones. The other guy is the former CEO of the big three. I know his name, not allowed to say. And obviously it's a source. That's how the media works. I get emails going, well, why can't you tell us? Well, that's how when Homeland Security people, federal marshals send me internal documents, how Homeland Security is really for the American people, and it goes into 500 newspapers the next day, and then they're saying, tell us your source. They would be fired if I told you the source. That's how media works. It's called sources. Now, this other source we can't reveal. We have revealed the other one because he's dead now. They both told him in October because he talked to Fromm, and then he called the other guy, and he said, yeah, that's right, and let me tell you more. You're going to see destabilization. He said, war? He said, no. Crises in the Middle East. That's going to run oil up. We're behind it to 150. Then we're going to use that to decouple the dollar and to start the slide of the dollar. The Arabs will be double-crossed because they've invested in the dollar. And then we'll open up drilling all over North America. But that'll take years to go online. In that interim, oil will go to 150 to 200. Well, Reuters yesterday reports Saudi Arabian government and others are saying $200 to $300 a barrel. Brent crude's $122 today. That's Reuters. Gold hits new record. Brent oil above $122. And everything Lindsey said happened. Lindsey Williams, my friend, good to have you here with us. And you've got more intel for us now today from your source. And so we're very pleased to have you.
Alex Jones, I want to congratulate you for being such a brave talk show host to allow me to appear on InfoWars over the years and say such daily unbelievable things that my elitist friends have told me. I admire you more than you can possibly imagine. There were other talk show hosts that wouldn't even allow me on the air. Many of them laughed at me. You took me on as a friend, and I just say congratulations, because every single everything that they said has taken place exactly like they said. You know, I mentioned to your audience back about 2 years ago where the price of gold and silver was going. Do you realize that it cost as much today to mail an ounce of silver, a silver dollar, as it did to buy it in 1960? Alex, you're to be congratulated. I just sit back here amazed and am always considered such a privilege to be on InfoWars.
Well, Lindsay, you've got the floor. Give us any new information you have, what's happening in the Middle East, where all this is going.
Well, yes, I have been in contact with the other Mr. X in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, two different times in the past, about a week and a half. And some of the things I've been given, again, it's like the information they've given me in the past. It's startling. But again, may I say to everyone out there in your listening audience, I take no credit for this. I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy that puts on his britches just like any other man on any given day. And it's by the providence of God that I've known all of this so that I could give it to you over the air here at InfoWars today. The Muslim Brotherhood, I think this is probably the most critical thing that's been given to me just recently. We are going to give, or we are in the process of giving. Now, this came from my source. We are in the process of giving Egypt and Libya to the Muslim Brotherhood. I think the average person would not have the slightest idea as to how startling this is going to be, because this is going to spread all over the Middle East. And I'm glad that you picked up on that on yesterday, because I did also. Saudi Arabia oil minister on yesterday was interviewed on national news, and he said that the price of crude oil is going from $200 to $300 a barrel. Now, do you suppose this man knows nothing about what he's talking about? He knows things that the average person doesn't have the slightest idea of, the knowledge of. And he's right. Now, he said $200 to $300 a barrel. I was told a number of months ago that it was going to $200 a barrel. When I heard the Saudi Arabia oil minister say $300, I was startled. They may take it to that, because they've got to do it in order to take the price of gold to $3,000 an ounce. I hope you're hearing this. Gold and silver is such a vital part of this whole thing, because in order to have a new world order currency in the future, they must back it with gold and silver. In order to do that, they have got to take gold and silver to gold to $300 an ounce, silver to $50 to $100 an ounce. I told this on your program back, oh my goodness, it was nearly 2 years ago, that the price of gold and silver was only going to go one way. It's quite interesting. Just the other day, in the last few days, I had a phone call from a friend of mine who is a very prominent businessman over in the Las Vegas area. And he mentioned our conversation of about a year ago. He said, Lindsay, about a year ago, I called you. And I said, well, I think gold and silver has gone to its peak. This businessman over in Las Vegas said, that was about a year ago. He said, gold and silver has got to its peak. He said, I think I'll sell it. Sell everything I've got. And I told him, I said, don't you dare do that. This was a year ago now. I said, don't you dare sell your gold and silver. I said, it's going to keep going up. He said, no. I think it's leveled out, and it's gotten about as high as it's going. I said, no, it's not. I said, it's going to keep going right up. Well, I talked to him the other day, and he said, Chaplain Williams, I am so glad I took your advice. He said, if I sold my gold and silver a year ago because I thought it had reached the peak, I said, well, you haven't seen anything yet. I said, you're going to see gold go to $3,000 an ounce. You're going to see silver continue to climb. And it's amazing how some people, and you in particular, Alex, have been willing to accept this information that the elitists have given me over the years. And as a result, every single time it's been exact, as they said. Now, what's going to happen in the Middle East? Egypt and Libya both are being given, did you hear this? I just got this. Egypt and Libya both are being given to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, right now, Egypt does not have a government. It's in shambles. Wait till September. They're going to elect a new government.
All right, stay there. And notice now, Al-Baradei, who's admittedly UN minion, has said they might have war with Israel. So we see the stabilization program. They admit Al-Qaeda is the core of the group. Now Al-Qaeda is the good guys. If you don't like Al-Qaeda, you're un-American. Well, but I'm un-American. I know Lindsey Williams doesn't like Al-Qaeda either. The Muslim Brotherhood is British intelligence. Global destabilization program now going into high gear.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9 like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We got Max Kaiser popping in the last 20 minutes of the broadcast today on the big breakout of silver, the crash JP Morgan buy silver program that he launched months ago. Lindsey Williams will be with us a little bit in the next hour. I do want to open the phones up for your questions for Lindsey Williams at 800-259-9231. Lindsey, you've also been attacked a lot from mainstream media, alternative, because you've been so right. And that's another indicator. I know who your sources are. Ken Fromm's now public because he's died. The other guy's even bigger. I know his name. I know people that have talked to him and confirmed this. I haven't attempted to call him. But I know your other source, former CEO of a big three. And the proof is in the pudding of what you said. Now, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into handing it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. The headline of the Wall Street Journal was, Mujahideen Al-Qaeda are the core of these groups. So just like they use them to take over the Serbs in Kosovo, they use them against the Russians. They're just switching back to their old game with Al-Qaeda, just like Amiral Awlaki, the head of Al-Qaeda, secretly hangs out at the Pentagon, source Fox News AP getting orders. He's the guy running all these domestic attacks. This is their weapon, and it's so diabolical, the average person has trouble understanding it. But you were getting into this program of destabilization that you predicted through your source with precision October 22nd last year, 6 months ago.
I hope, Alex, that you have some of the Middle East kings and royal families listening to your show today. Because the next item that I've been given just recently is so startling that, there again, you remember the day that I said it was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and talk show hosts around the country laughed at me. You were willing to at least accept what I said.
Because, Lindsay, if it didn't come out to be true, it just meant that your sources double-crossed you. I mean, Stan Monteith's talked to your sources. I know who they are. I've read your book you wrote in 81. You were on record working there. It was on record that Fromm got fired when your book came out and then rehired.
Well, it's now on record. I hope as off your show today, if any of the Middle East kings and royal families are listening, you're on your way out. First of all, it was Mubarak in Egypt. And then it's Gaddafi in Libya. He's just a little more stubborn. It's going to take longer to get him out of there. Then it's going to be one country after the other. Syria, Bahrain, Yemen. Now,
these guys always use buzzwords. When they said destabilization and when they said the prices were going to go up, and that things were going to change, we now see what that is. And when they told you they're going to double-cross the Arabs, that's what you're saying is that's not, now they've told you, that's not just cheating them out of their T-bills. That means basically backing their overthrow as well.
They are going to be overthrown, mark my words. The royal families in the Middle East, the oil barons, one after the other, are going to be overthrown until they have done exactly what they want to do. They did it in Egypt, and now we have given Egypt to the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you realize that the Muslim Brotherhood is jihad? They're going to put in Sharia law.
Stop. The Egyptian government banned protests last week, and I meant to cover this 2 days ago. Guys, put into the search engine. I want to back up Pastor Williams. Egyptian government calls for modesty police, just like Iran, so they literally are doing this.
Yes, and they believe in the Quran. They do not believe in the Bible as God's word. In fact, they hate it. We are considered infidels. Women, oh my goodness.
Well, Lindsay, just to be clear, and we're going to go to break, long segment coming up. I want to interrupt you because I want you to be able to go. I'm not here, and I know you're a Baptist pastor, and I respect you, and I'm a Christian myself. I mean, a lot of the Muslims don't want war and don't hate Christians, but the point is the groups they're putting in do want war and have been calling for crises so the globalists can have this larger clash of civilizations.
Mother of Brotherhood is militant. And you know what happens to women? You know, we talk about segregation. We talk about nobody being put down or talked bad about in America. You know, every single woman's organization in the United States of America should literally be raising the roof, shouting holy horror to Washington that the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be taking over all of these Middle East countries. You know what rights women are going to have under the Muslim Brotherhood? Ladies, where are you? Why in this world aren't you out there shouting to the top of your voice that this is the most cruel thing that could ever happen on the face of this earth, is for our government to basically, okay, a week and a half ago, you ready? I may as well give it right now. And then if we have to, we'll take it up on the next part. A week and a half ago, our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, went to Libya. I heard it one time on the national news. Then I found out from my source what it was all about. She met with the Muslim Brotherhood. It was closed. No news people were allowed. When she came out, she was not allowed to even talk to a news media.
Stay there, Lindsay. 18-minute segment coming up. You'll have the floor when we come back. The double cross, the overthrow of the Arab countries. You were just told this by your powerful source. On the other side, break it all down. What's going on with Hillary? Quick break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, interviewing Lindsay Williams.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going back to Lindsey Williams here in just a moment. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Scott, John, Julio, Bob, Tony, we're going to get to all of you here live on air coming up in about 10, 15 minutes from now. But I want Lindsey to be able to calmly go through the globalist master plan, the planned overthrow of all of these Arab-run countries that have royalty in charge or plutocrats. Will that include Jordan? The globalists stabbing their own minions in the back, a larger strategic plan leading towards the end of the dollar. We'll be talking to Lindsey Williams about that. He's going to lay it all out in his latest info that dovetails and piggybacks with the last info. Remember the stuff 6 months ago, now coming true, because he has this insider information. But continuing here, I want to tell you about Pure Water Freedom, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Or, again, go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Also, Stansberry Research with their powerful video that has all the graphs and documents proving the globalists are moving towards depegging the dollar as the world reserve currency. See the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Stansberry and Associate Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 whose subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They have more subscribers than the New York Times. They recently created an eye-opening video you can see for free at endofamerica3.com. For free, check it out, endofamerica3.com. Lastly, I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset and their April special. They've got big discounts running for the month of April, and they also financed and helped get the new song out, just an amazing Mark Will song that wasn't even on the charts until it aired here first, and then they wanted me to point that out and thank the listeners. It's gone now to number 4 on the GAC Big Country charts. You heard it here first from Diamond Gusset. You can hear the song, of course, for free in the MP3 at gusset.com/sale and check out all the big sales and discounts of the Made in America jeans and other great clothing products. They celebrate 25 years this year, by the way. gusset.com/sale and Looking for America, number 4 on the GAC charts. When they called me and said, hey, we're trying to get this song out about restoring America, getting factories back, stopping the globalists, would you air it? And I said, let me hear the song. I was like, man, this is a really good country. Yeah, I'll air it. It's a good message. It's what we need to use the media for. And see, the truth sells. Number 4. I want it to go to number 1. So request stations play it. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to Lindsay. Lindsay, I'm going to try to shut up, sit back. I just want to add, I looked it up. You're saying your inside source says she went to Eastern Libya. They're reporting she's had a bunch of meetings in the last 3 weeks in Europe and London, closed meetings with the Muslim Brotherhood and, quote, the Libyan rebel leadership. And the head of the rebels was in the New York Times admitting, I sent people to kill Americans. So he is Al-Qaeda. Of course, he's been in Virginia, another one for 2 decades. I mean, this is red-handed that we're talking about. So break down, recap the master plan, where this is going. Your source saying they're going to go all the way to Riyadh. They're going to overthrow the king. The king is meeting with Gates, today, threatening to raise the oil prices above 200. So I guess they're starting to get desperate. That adds credibility to what you're saying. Lindsay, you've got the floor.
6 months ago on InfoWars, I said that I had just been told on the phone by my elitist friend that there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. It began in Egypt. Then it went over to Libya. It will spread from one part of the Middle East to the other. It is a master plan. I did not know at the time what the extent of this was going to be. 1 week after the crisis in Egypt, my friend told me again everything that was going to happen, and last time I was on InfoWars, I gave that, how that they will spread this crisis situation through the entire Middle East, how that the elite are supporting, they are the ones behind them with the money, of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is jihad. It is Sharia law.
By the way, that's on record that the West is funding all the rebels and starting all this. So that's on record.
And the women of America should be raising the roof. If you say that you believe in women's rights, for goodness sakes, why don't you start taking some action with what the Muslim Brotherhood's going to do over there, those poor women in every one of these countries that they take over. And as it was spread from place to place, here we go, please, put this down. Every Middle East king, every royal family is going to fall. It's only a matter of time. Now, the elite's timeline is the end of 2012. They said, Mr. Trump, whoever died, said that the dollar will be dead, not non-existent, but dead, by the end of 2012. That means that they have to create a number of things. First of all, when they told me that there would be a crisis in the Middle East in 4 to 5 months, it took place in Egypt first, just as they had said it would, and then it will spread through the entire Middle East for the purpose of getting crude oil to the price where they want it to go.
I want to be clear. The purpose is not to give freedom to the people. I mean, who likes Mubarak? They're putting something in worse, banning protests, bringing in the modesty police. We just put that headline up earlier. They're getting rid of Gaddafi, putting in Al-Qaeda. They're going to put even worse people in.
So last week, our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, actually met with the Muslim Brotherhood. She met there for the purpose of guaranteeing them that each country that they take over, they will have the government of that country. Mark my words, you are going to see the Muslim Brotherhood put in September, whenever they have the elections in Egypt. Once Gaddafi is removed out of Libya, the Muslim Brotherhood will take over. This is being done. But to me, it's so interesting how the elite create a crisis and then create a solution. They're going to use the Muslim Brotherhood over however long a period of time it takes them to accomplish what they want. And they will be scuttled again in the end, because the whole thing turns out with the New World Order over a period of years, bringing about total control all over the face of the earth. Now, watch this spread. You're going to see it spread everywhere. Please watch this. The last place that the Muslim Brotherhood will take over is the royal family in Saudi Arabia. There's a reason for this. They want to catch all of the other countries first. Syria, oh my gracious, they're opening fire, the government is, on the people and killing them. The same thing that happened in Libya. And if we say that we disagreed with what Gaddafi did in Libya, our government better take immediate action. I mean, this is an action that is not going to end. It's nowhere near coming to a close. It's going to go from country to country. Syria's killing them, right? Bahrain, you're going to have Yemen. The last place is Saudi Arabia. The reason for this is, as I was told 1 week after the first crisis in Egypt, was to raise the price of crude oil to $200 a barrel. Now Saudi Arabia's oil minister is saying $300 a barrel possible. Well, I don't know that. I haven't been told that, but I was told $200 a barrel for the purpose of bringing about the end result. Now, notice this, end result. Saudi Arabia supplies more crude oil to America than any other country. And the end result is what they want, which Saudi Arabia, when it hits them, mark my words, you'll have $200 a barrel. You'll have $6, $7, $8 a gallon at the gas pump. My son this past weekend was in California. He actually took a picture and brought it home to me. $4.83 a gallon in California for diesel fuel last weekend. Now, the end result of all of this is to take the price of crude oil where they want it, to basically make it non-available because of all the crisis that will take place in the Middle East, so that they can collapse the dollar. Don't you understand that the New World Order is not destroying America? The New World Order is taking over America. It is a matter of control. And in order to do it, they have to take the price of crude oil to $200 a barrel, collapse the dollar, bring it to a situation of having so little purchasing power by the end of 2012 that the government of the United States of America will have to default on its debt. Do you realize this is a long-range program through the end of 2012 to bring about basically a control of America so they can control the whole world? After all, we've had the reserve currency of the world for all of these years. There's got to be a default on the American debt. Right now, we are in horrible trouble. Just listen to Congress and what they're saying about the debt crisis. They can't even get anything together up there whatsoever for Friday, being the day that the budget runs out. Now, whenever the dollar collapses, do you realize what's going to happen to China, who holds $1 trillion of our paper, T-bills, and they've trusted it? All of these kings and heads of state in the oil-producing countries of the world, they have trusted it because there was nothing as sound as the American dollar and our T-bills and our Federal Reserve issues. When all of this collapses, can you imagine what the end result of it is going to be? It's going to be a total takeover of the New World Order, but in order to do that, they've got to get the price of gold to $3,000 an ounce. Folks, please, 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 I begged of you 2 years ago to buy every piece of gold you could get, every piece of silver you could get your hands on. You haven't seen anything yet. I am pleading with you. I'm begging of you. I don't care if it is $1,455 an ounce right now, and silver is $39.50 and pushing $40. It doesn't matter. Go buy it, because it's going to go to $3,000.
Well, Lindsay, that's what your high-powered
currency with it.
Exactly. They're going to back their one world government currency with it. Ron Paul said yesterday on air, we're going to add this to our article that's linked up on Drudge right now, when Ron Paul basically said that he would be announcing in the next month that he's probably going to run for president. Now, we're going to add to that article an update. Headline, Ron Paul, gold commodity prices signal big event, economic collapse. And It's a simple rule that if you devalue the global currency, the dollar, that it isn't that gold and silver have gone up. It just takes more of those dollars to buy that gold and silver, and it signifies the beginning of the serious inflation. And Ron Paul agreed, the one world government crowd, the New World Order crowd, and this is Ron Paul, the big presidential contender, concurring with us, that as they do this, they need to destroy the existing orders of the world to bring in the new Bancor global one world government currency, because things will get so bad, they will offer this as the solution. We are now entering that time of crises, order out of chaos. What else did your source tell you? Any other key tidbits?
Alex, isn't it amazing? And I sit here listening to you right now just utterly stunned, because you're exactly right. Isn't it amazing that everything that Mr. Fromm told me before he died, everything that my elitist friend now is telling me, that every single bit of it they told me 2 years, 3 years ago, back 35 years ago when Mr. Fromm told me that they were not going to open up Gull Island and the Arctic Wildlife Refuge until they got the price of crude oil to where they wanted it to go. And at the time, he wouldn't tell me what that price was. But then I found out just recently they wanted to go to $200 a barrel. Isn't it amazing that every single thing that these people said way back down to 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago, now Ron Paul is talking about it, now the national newsletters of almost every single writer.
And then oil and natural gas is going to be scapegoated for this, and they're going to force us onto the new green economy that costs 2 or 3 or 4 times even what oil does. This is the shutdown of our industrial system, the stated UN plan. The head of NASA, Goddard Center, says he wants a post-industrial America shut off our power. This is how they're doing it. They'll sell us less of it for a much higher price when they built our whole society off interstate highways under the Eisenhower plan, when you've got to travel to get to work, when most people can't use buses or trains. They are holding us hostage. They got us dependent on oil, and now they're shutting down the refineries. They're shutting down the supply. They have engineered this whole thing beautifully for global control, and they will pose as the saviors. Anything else he told you, then we're going to calls.
Well, first of all, he said that our Secretary of State had met, Hillary Clinton had actually met with the Muslim Brotherhood, and they have been guaranteed that they will be given each of the nations they take over. What? We are being so betrayed by Washington, D.C., it is startling to me as I hear all of this. So when she met with them, she said, okay, go ahead and take all these countries. This never appeared on the news media anywhere. No news person was allowed to talk with her after she came out of the meetings. I was given a chart. I know this is startling. I haven't said this yet on your program. I was sent a chart by my present living elitist friend, and the chart indicated what the Muslim Brotherhood wants to do. Now, the elite won't let them go as far as they want to go. They're going to let them go as far as taking over everything in the Middle East, every single king. Mark my words. I haven't said this before because just this past week I got it. Every Middle East king, every royal family is going to be deposed. They think that somehow the American government might stand with the people of Saudi Arabia. No way. You mark my words. The Muslim Brotherhood will eventually take it over. That'll be the last one to be taken. And they will be given, the Muslim Brotherhood will be given these countries because they want chaos in every one of them in order to cut off the oil supply, basically, as they've done in Libya, 1.6 million barrels. It was cut off in Libya from going to certain places in Europe, not America. When Saudi Arabia comes around, the majority of our oil supply will be cut off. Every bit of this is a part of the plan. And some people say to me, Captain Williams, why in the world would the elite destroy their own country? They aren't destroying their own country. They're gaining control of their own country, the United States of America. Most of them live in America. And they're gaining control of it by, first of all, bankrupting it. You don't take General Motors and Chrysler until you bankrupt them first. Then you get them by way of the Treasury through the Federal Reserve, which is not an agency.
And they're going to bring all 50 states. They're going to bring all 50 states into receivership under the feds, then self-bankrupt to the IMF and World Bank.
And they have everything to gain by it. Every bit of this is a part of a long-range plan devised many years ago. I heard them referring to it 35 years ago when I sat in their business meetings. And, of course, they 15 years ago began the housing crisis by the teaser loans and the interest-only loans. They knew it would bring about a housing crisis. You haven't seen anything until the commercial real estate. It is just about to hit the fan. Commercial real estate is the next one. Residential real estate is what's brought us to the position we are now. When the commercial real estate begins to foreclose? The banks haven't touched it yet because they knew that the residential real estate was in such bad condition. Every bit of this is a part of that plan so that they can take it over and then over a period of years bring it back out on the auspices of the New World Order. And the Middle East was what they told me is the starting point for this. Egypt was the first place, Libya, and on to each Middle East country. Saudi Arabia last. When it does, you better be out of here.
And now it sets the precedent. Now it sets the precedent where the globalist can go fund rebels to try to overthrow a government, and then in humanitarian grounds have the New World Order military come in and bombard that country. This is the new neo-colonial model. Now, Lindsay, can I keep you 15 minutes in the next hour because I really want to go to calls?
Oh, gladly. I'll stay with you any day.
We're going to come back from break and go directly to calls for three segments. Then we got Max Kaiser coming on, but I just wanted to add, because Lindsay hadn't plugged it himself, I demanded a month ago when he got this new info, or a few months ago, that he put out a DVD with the latest information, Prophecy Club are the great producers of it, prophecyclub.com. If you want to get Middle East, the rest of the story that breaks all this down very calmly in a focused way without the radio breaks and things interrupting it, or 888-799-6111, 888-799-6111 to get a copy.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's up on InfoWars.com. Glenn Beck makes it official. He will depart Fox News. Being driven out of there. Big victory for George Soros. Continuing. We have the Spread the Truth with the new InfoWars widget. You can put it on your blog, your website, Facebook, and it just streams the show. You can stop and start it and all that. A great way to get the word out to people, or to go on places like MySpace that let you post it on people's pages. And we're going to put a version up there later today that has an autoplay if you choose, just where you post it and it just plays on your site, guaranteeing that people will hear it. Wonderful way to force multiply our information. And the other big news, Ron Paul, gold commodity prices, big event signaling economic collapse. The Drudge Report, the New York Times, Politico, The Hill, USA Today, all linking to the interview and report we did yesterday with Congressman Ron Paul, where he basically said that he will announce his presidential bid sometime in the next month, if he's going to do it or not, but went on to say that he's already going ahead with the token fact that he is by agreeing to the debate in May. So that's big news as well. Now going to your phone calls here with Lindsey Williams. Tony was first, but he just hung up. So let's go to Scott, John, Julio, Bobby, Janice, and others. We'll at least get to those calls with Lindsey Williams. Scott in Texas, questions or comments for Lindsey Williams?
Yes, thanks, Alex. Lindsey, since your last interview, I've had two big questions I've been wanting to get to you. The first one is, you know, all of the forecasters have been predicting the crash of the dollar. It's absolutely certain. Do your elitist friends, is this a detailed forecast on their part, or are they saying we are going to crash the dollar in late 2012?
They said that the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. I don't want to change their words. I try to be as exact as I can with what they say, because sometimes the things behind what they're saying mean a lot more than what comes to the... Now, the dollar will not be non-existent, and they'll make the American people desire, beg, plead, get on their knees and beg for a new currency. That basically is what they want to do.
Okay, and my other, thanks for that answer. My next question has to do with the Chinese. You barely alluded to it last interview. It almost seems as though there's a lot going on behind the scenes between our State Department and China, and even a possible alliance with our military for them to have some kind of big operation in this country. I've heard about these bases in Mexico that are empty, but they're fully armed.
Oh, they've now signed official deals to use Mexican and Canadian troops in America for insurrection. That's Associated Press, Toronto newspaper, and Ottawa Citizen.
Okay. Our military normally would not allow China to overtake the country. They would bomb their tanks or whatever. Is it going to be in the back door, like as peacekeepers?
From what Joel Skousen says and from what Lindsey's saying is, it's a clash between the two. The Western elite, correct, Lindsey, are not planning on being buddies with the Chinese.
The Chinese, the expression was made by Ken Fromm before he passed away, said, China is the big one. He said, watch that above everything else, no matter what we do in the Middle East, North and South Korea, anything else. He said, watch the Chinese. The Chinese right now are angry. They know they've been double-crossed and that they're going to lose over $1 trillion of paper that they were told that they could trust in. As a result, I have not, and I'm going to say this very emphatically, I have not been told what the Chinese will do to America. But I do know that they're very angry and that it is scheduled for something. Watch China. It's so important. Even though what's happening in the Middle East, watching China is more important than even watching over there, which of course is going to impact America more than anything, because when Saudi Arabia is hit, our prices at the gas pump are going to go where they want it to go in order to
increase
the value of the American.
Yeah, we got to go to break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.